For those of you that were here on Sunday, you recognize this slide, but this is part two. For those of you that weren't here Sunday, it's on the internet somewhere, and this is part two. Gora refers to the luster, the golden, or Gora, luster of the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna had a complexion that was sham, or dark like a monsoon cloud. But Radha's complexion is golden. One of Radha's names is Gaurangi, because her limbs are golden in color. So Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're going to recite one verse to help explain that. Purnima indicates the full moon. When you go home at night, some of you will be driving home and you'll see in the sky a full moon. Purnima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared something like 524 years ago on a Purnima of the month of Phalgun, February, March. That's by lunar calendar, this is the appearance day. We're commemorating his appearance day. And Utsav means festival. So we're having a big festival to honor the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this Purnima day. This was the last slide that we ended with on Sunday. And this is the deity of Gora, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sridham Mayapur. So I'm going to start by speaking one verse that's from the biography about Lord Chaitanya's life called Chaitanya Charitamrita, the amrita, the nectar of charita, life, the immortality of the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So one verse, I'll speak it slowly, it's very beautiful. Radha Krishna pranaya vikritir ladini asmat ekat manav api bhuvi pura deha beda gatautau. That first part of the verse says, Radha Krishna are one entity in two forms, eternally. Just like there's sun and there's sunshine. You won't find a sun without sunshine. You won't find sunshine without a sun. They're inseparable. So you can speak of the sun and you can speak of the sunshine, but they're inseparable. One entity, sun and sunshine. Energetic and energy. Similarly, Radha as the energy of the energetic, Krishna. One entity, eternally manifested in two forms. Pura Deha Beda Gatau Tau. They're situated like that, eternally. And the rest of the verse describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pictured here, is those two forms who became one form. Krishna has unlimited and inconceivable potencies. There's a very nice teaching by Jiva Goswami, one of the followers of Lord Chaitanya. Listen carefully, it's very simple. There's no question of understanding God. without accepting that God has inconceivable potencies. Say it the other way around. Without accepting the inconceivable potencies of God, there's no question of understanding God. We'll say it the other way. There's no question of understanding God minus something. And he's not God. So he must have inconceivable potencies. Unlimited inconceivable potencies. And he does. And Radha is the manifestation of his pleasure potency, one aspect of his internal potency. The scriptures teach us. There's a nice verse in Vishnu Purana which says there are three main potencies. His internal potency, his external potency, that's, you know, tables and chairs and rocks and trees and mountains and rivers and stuff. External potency, not conscious, dull matter. External potency. And then there's a marginal potency. That's us. Living entities that are spiritual by nature, but very tiny. So tiny that we can be influenced this way or that way. Towards the material side or towards the spiritual side. That's us. We're the marginal potency. Spiritual life is to return again to the spiritual potency. Thus, Radha, Krishna. We approach Krishna through Krishna's potency. And as Krishna's potency, Radha, is very merciful, fortunately. And so she's very inviting. Please come and serve Krishna. That's Radha. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita expands this verse to explain as follows. Listen carefully. It's very nice. Krishna appears once, is the Vrindavan feature of Krishna, appears once in each day of Brahma. And you know how long is the day of Brahma? It's long. It's 1,000 times 4 yuga cycles. And 4 yuga cycles are 4,320,000 times 1,000. That's one day of Brahma. And during one of those yuga cycles of the 1,000, during each day of Brahma, Krishna appears and performs his pastimes with Radha in Vrindavan. It's called his Prakat Leela. Those of you from India, you know that term. Prakat, manifest. So that everyone can see. The devotees can see, the non-devotees can see, the kamsas can see. You know, people that are really covered, conditioned souls, they can see. He manifests his pastimes for full darshan of everybody. And then he withdraws his pastimes. He concludes his pastimes. So, at the end of Krishna's pastimes, he comes for four reasons. Well, we'll say he comes for three reasons. He comes to Pritranaya Sadhunam, to give protection to the devotees. Vinashaya Chuduskritam, he eliminates the Duskritis. He quells their influence. And he reestablishes Dharma. Dharma Sangstha Panartaya. Those three things. So he does so by speaking Bhagavad Gita, by establishing Dharma. Because he says in Bhagavad Gita it was broken. The Siddhic succession was broken. So knowledge was lost. So he's teaching Arjuna again, afresh. And what's his final teaching in Bhagavad Gita? You know the final teaching of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says, the final teaching of Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me, right? sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma suchaha. Surrender unto me. Then Krishna considers, people in this age of Kali, they're so unfortunate, they don't know how to do that. So I'll come myself and show them how to do that. How to achieve the highest stage of happiness and freedom and spiritual life by surrendering unto Krishna. So who can teach them better than me? I'll come and teach them how to do that. So he's taking the role of his own devotee to show how to be a devotee. And who is there a better devotee than Radha? So the two, one entity, eternally manifest in two forms, accepts one form. But it's Krishna in the luster, the Sanskrit word used in the verse is duty. The bhava and the duty. Radha bhava, duty subalitam. Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Krishna Sarup. It's Krishna himself. Krishna himself. Not an expansion of Krishna. Krishna himself. In the complexion, gora, of Radha, and the bhava of Radha. And Radha bhava isn't ordinary. It's super extraordinary. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested from these two forms, Radha Krishna, one form. Two forms become one form. And it's the same entity. The two forms, one entity, one form, one entity. Same entity, Krishna Swarup. But in the luster of Radha, and the bhava, the mood of love, for Krishna, of Radha. And Radha loves Krishna like nobody else can love Krishna because she's his internal pleasure potency. So Lord Chaitanya was tasting that love that Radha has for Krishna. She was experiencing the happiness in that love that Radha feels for Krishna. And she was appreciating, he was appreciating how Radha becomes attracted to his all-attractive qualities. He was experiencing Radha's attraction for Krishna. Put your mind around that one for a moment. Pretty extraordinary. And that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, those of you that may visit the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll see these very, very beautiful deities. You can't tell from the picture how tall the deities are, but to dress the deity, they have to stand on a ladder. Yes. Just to put on the turban, what to speak of the ornaments on his wrist, but to put on his turban, they have to stand on a tall stepladder, because the deity is the biggest deity you've ever seen. Let's see. Something like from the floor to almost to the where the inside of the Vyasasan is. I mean, you know, how many feet tall?
Seven?
That's just to the top of his head, and then there's the base upon which he stands, and then his arms. He's tall deity. But he's not only tall, he's very merciful. Very merciful. And one of the teachings found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm going slowly because there's new people that don't so much know what I'm about to say, so listen carefully. Just as the sun has sunshine, or the energetic has energy, so similarly Krishna has energies, And we've described different categories, spiritual or internal energy, external or material energy, marginal, the living entities, in between the two. Not only that, but there are different features of the Absolute Truth, because the Absolute Truth includes everything, right? The Absolute Truth is the source of everything, and from that source of everything, there's different expansions that are portions of that everything. And we're going to introduce you to the Panchatattva, just like during the chanting, many of you may not know the meaning, but we're going through the meaning now. Just before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you'll probably notice this, especially those of you that are newer, listen carefully, and you'll hear the following mantra preceding the Hare Krishna mantra. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He's right here. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita. Gadadhar. Srivas. And then the last line is Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And that means everybody else. All the assembled devotees. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The assembly of all the devotees. So here there's so many nice devotees. You're the Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And there is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. So the mantra is saying all glories to all of you, headed by Lord Chaitanya. So I'm going to show you close-up photographs of the features of each of these Panchatattva members, say something briefly. And the purpose of that is not to confuse new people. The purpose of that is to help you appreciate the nature of Lord Chaitanya, or the nature of the Absolute Truth. I'll say it again. The Absolute Truth includes everything. The Absolute Truth is that from which everything comes. And that Absolute Truth has different features. Just like we mentioned Radha. That's an aspect of Krishna, the same entity. The energy of the energetic. But sometimes Krishna expands himself into another form. Just like the example is given in the scriptures, in Sri Brahma Samhita, that from one candle you can light another candle. And the second candle has the same illumination, same light, same heat as the first candle. But there's a distinction. One is the first candle and the other is expansion from the first candle. Pretty simple, right? So, Krishna expands. His first expansion is Balaram. And the scriptures teach us that there's only one difference between Balaram and Krishna. They're the same. Except Krishna is Shyam and Balaram is white like milk. Otherwise they're the same. Just as Krishna expands as Balaram, Lord Chaitanya expands. There's Lord Chaitanya. And he's the Sanskrit word is avatari. He's the source of all avatars. And he's the source of everything. He's Krishna in the complexion of Radha and the mood of Radha, tasting the love that Radha feels for Krishna and showing us how to similarly perform devotional service. And we're honoring his appearance day. And immediately to his right is Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda is the same as Balaram. He was, in the past times, he was older. He appeared in a different village, in Ekachakra, whereas Lord Chaitanya appeared in Mayapur. And the distance between Ekachakra and Mayapur depends on how bad the roads are. But it's, you know, between 3 to 5 hours, depending on how bad the roads are. So it's like driving in a car. So it's some distance away, but Lord Nityananda, just like Balaram was the elder brother, right? Balaram appeared before Krishna. He was the elder brother. Lord Nityananda was also the elder brother. But they weren't born of the same mother-father. He was born of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, and Lord Chaitanya was Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. So after some years, when Lord Chaitanya began manifesting his pastimes as an ecstatic devotee, Lord Nityananda had been waiting in Vrindavan, just waiting and waiting. Lord Chaitanya didn't send him a text message or an email or make a phone call. He knew that Lord Chaitanya was now performing his devotional pastimes. So he came from Vrindavan, and the two lords met in Mayapur. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful detailed description where they're eternally associates. They're eternally associates. In Leela meeting, so it's an ecstatic event, most ecstatic event. And you can see the devotees surrounding Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are just amazed at the exhibition of ecstatic love that they're showing upon meeting. And Lord Nityananda, his one focus is glorifying Lord Chaitanya and doing whatever Lord Chaitanya wants. And Lord Chaitanya wanted people to chant Hare Krishna, so he went everywhere to get everybody to chant Hare Krishna. Didn't matter who. Qualified, unqualified, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, doesn't matter. He even got entities that weren't human to chant Hare Krishna. He's just like anybody, any of you, everybody. He was a madman. Transcendentally madman. And to the far right on the Panchatattva is, as you see, a bearded Advaita Acharya. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita. Sri Advaita is most known for this one function or service. He was looking at the unfortunate condition of the influence of the Iron Age, the age of quarrel, age of Kali, and thought, it's too much. These people are wasting the valuable human form of life that's so precious and so important. I want to invoke the personality of Godhead to appear and deliver these unfortunate souls. Because he was a great scholar, he thought of a particular verse from the scripture where it says, the Supreme Lord, if offered with real love, genuine love, even something as simple as a leaf or water, he's obliged. So he set up a little altar with his Shalagram Shila and began offering not just leaves, but Tulsi leaves. And not just water, but Ganges water. And calling out very loudly, oh Lord Hari, oh, deliverer of the fallen, please descend and uplift the population of this earth planet in this degraded age of Kali. And again and again, and he called out for the Supreme Lord to appear, and so he appeared. At least that's one of the reasons for his appearance, is this what you see the picture of. Advaita Acharya calling for Lord Chaitanya to descend. And then, as Lord Chaitanya was performing his pastimes, Advaita Acharya was right there, assisting him in his pastimes. Even before Lord Chaitanya came, he was a great scholar and spoke devotional teachings from Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and participated with Lord Chaitanya in many, many, many detailed pastimes, which we don't have time for. Then we're going to go to the other side now, to Lord Chaitanya's left. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, that's to the right. Each of those three on the right, they're in the category of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu Tattva in Sanskrit, Vishnu Tattva, each of them, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaita. Now over to this side, just like as you look at the altar, there's Kishore and there's Kishori. And Kishori is to Kishore's left. Yes? So to the left of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, is Gadadhar. And it is described in the scriptures that Gadadhar is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani, who is serving Lord Chaitanya. Pretty far out, huh? That's Gadadhar. And Gadadhar and Lord Chaitanya were approximately the same age. They were in school together. Gadadhar, from childhood, was very detached from worldly anything. And he was very devoted to Krishna. And he had so much affection for natural affection, transcendental affection for Lord Chaitanya. But there was a problem. There's always a problem. Have you noticed there's always a problem? The problem was that Lord Chaitanya wasn't exhibiting his pastimes as a devotee as a youth. He was exhibiting pastimes of scholarship. Gadadhar wasn't interested in scholarship. He was interested in Krishna, bhakti, devotion, love for Krishna. So he stayed away from Lord Chaitanya, who he was very intimately attracted to. It was very difficult. But then when Lord Chaitanya became a devotee, he was very happy. And when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he took sannyas. He went to go to the same place Lord Chaitanya went, to Jagannath Puri. And then when Lord Chaitanya wanted to leave Puri to go to Vrindavan, he left Puri to go to Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya told him to go back. He didn't want to go back. But he ordered him to go back. Because he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya, like Radha is attached to Krishna. It's wonderful bhav, description, feelings of transcendental love between Gadadhar and Lord Chaitanya. And the last of the Panchatattva is Srivas. Srivas in Krishna's pastimes is the devotee, bhakta, Narada Muni. Many of you know who is Narada Muni. He's a devotee. He's a jiva soul, like we're jiva souls, but he's better quality. He's a perfect devotee. Perfect devotee. And so is Srivas, perfect devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And many, many, many amazing, like, you know, this many pages filled with descriptions of the pastimes of these five. Lord Chaitanya and his principal associates. So who are they again? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and all of you, Gaura Bhaktavrinda. So I'm going to show you a few more pictures of, these are the festival deities, just like we took the small deities or Utsav festival deities off the altar to perform Abhishek. And here, the Abhishek, or whenever there's a festival involving any of these five, these are the deities that are moved, because the other ones, it would take about 30 men to lift them. Or a crane. They're big. And as we did, when there's Gaur Purnima in Mayapur, the whole altar is filled with as many preparations as you can think of and then some more. Because somebody always thinks of ones that somebody didn't think of. And the whole altar is filled, making a grand festival of offering. Because what's going on the altar here? Now I'm going to show you some other photographs of different dresses that the Panchatattva deities in Mayapur were dressed in. And Radha Madhava, in the altar nearby the Panchatattva altar, Radha Krishna or Radha Madhava, and this is Lalita, and that's Vishakha. But they're not alone. There's eight principal gopis by the side of Radha and Krishna. There's, of course, Govardhan Shila, and a close-up of Radha Madhava. On the right side, our right side, and Radharani's left side, four of the principal gopis and the other four of the principal gopis who can't take their eyes off of Radha and Krishna and are very happy to do any service on their behalf. A close-up of Srimati Radharani and a close-up of Madhava. And what the other altar, as you see, Sri Sri Nrisimhadev. Only he's pretty intense. It's Ugra Nrisimha. Watch out. Don't offend Prahlad Maharaj, you'll have a hard time. Look at his teeth. Look at his nails. Don't mess with Prahlad. And this is on the main altar, along with Radha Madhava, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. In the mood of Radha and in the complexion or luster of Radha. And through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the mercy of Krishna. Do you want the mercy of Krishna? Approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's most merciful. He wants to give mercy. And you know how he gives mercy? The chanting of the holy name. We did a whole lot of chanting of the holy name today. On Gaur Purnima, which is such an auspicious day. And this evening we'll do some more chanting Hare Krishna after you take prasadam. Please come downstairs afterwards and enjoy the prasadam. Enjoy the kirtan. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his wonderful appearance day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So I'm right on time. It's 7:15. 7:45. It's time for the drama, right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Are they ready?
I don't know. I'll check and go.
Okay, so while he's getting the dramas
ready,
this is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Oh. Nrisimha Bhagavan ki jai. Srimati Radharani and Madhava ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Look at that. They went for a tour of Japan or something.
What did you say? Japan.
Came back, decked out like this. Shri Gorpuni Maha Mahotsav Ki. Okay. So how do you want everybody to sit?
So first of all, let's all loudly say Hare Krishna mantra one more time.